The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2, text number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on December 9th, 2007, in Mumbai, India.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2, text number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasmat ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam pati shatavya kirtatavyascha dheya pujasta nityada. Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada's purport: if realization of the Absolute Truth is the ultimate goal of life, it must be carried out by all means. In any one of the above-mentioned castes and orders of life, the four processes, namely glorifying, hearing, remembering, and worshipping, are general occupations. Without these principles of life, no one can exist. Activities of a living being involve engagements in these four different principles of life. Especially in modern society, all activities are more or less dependent on hearing and glorifying. Any man from any social status becomes a well-known man in human society within a very short time if he is simply glorified truly or falsely in the daily newspapers. Sometimes political leaders of a particular party are advertised by newspaper propaganda. And by such a method of glorification, an insignificant man becomes an important man within no time. But such propaganda by false glorification of an unqualified person cannot bring about any good either for the particular man or for the society. There may be some temporary reactions to such propaganda, but there are no permanent effects. Therefore, such activities are a waste of time. The actual object of glorification is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created everything manifested before us. We have broadly discussed this fact from the beginning of the Janmadi Asya Shloka of this Bhagavatam. The tendency to glorify others or hear others must be turned to the real object of glorification, the Supreme Being, and that will bring happiness. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. So, we have a tendency to glorify someone.
So, हम सब में एक परता है कि हम किसी ना किसी का glorification करना चाहते हैं.
And if we don't glorify Krishna,
और अगर हम भगवान श्री कृष्ण का glorification नहीं करते,
then we will glorify some nonsense rascal. That's all.
तो हम किसी धूर्त व्यक्ति का glorification करेंगे.
Some movie star. Just like formerly in India, the children always used to be named something related to God. But now people are naming their children after the movie stars. This means Indian culture is going down. So we are, if we don't glorify Krishna, we will glorify the cricket players, the politicians. Just like we drove by the Reliance building a few minutes ago. And I was told the owner of Reliance is the wealthiest man in the world. But actually that's not true. He doesn't own anything. Because he comes with nothing. And he leaves with nothing. He thinks he has so much wealth, but that is a dream only. He cannot claim one paisa as his property. Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantam ichati. Krishna says, I am the supreme enjoyer. Sarvaloka maheshwaram, I'm the real owner of everything. Suhridam sarvabhutanam, I am the best friend of all living entities. Gyatvamam shantam ichati, and only those who know this can become peaceful. So what good is all the wealth of being a multi-billionaire? What is the good of the wealth of being a multi-billionaire? It is simply like the crown on the head of the king. If an ordinary man falls in the river, he can easily swim to safety. But if the king with his wealthy, opulent crown falls in the river, his heavy crown will drag him to the bottom of the river where he will drown. So, therefore, whatever we may have, We should not become proud. Whether I am a poor man in the street, or I am a builder of Birla or a Gates. I should simply use everything in the service of Krishna. And then I will become unlimitedly happy. There's a name for this. Do you know what it's called? Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So we are teaching you how to attain this state of consciousness. We are giving you a treasure which is more valuable than 10 trillion crores of rupees. In fact, what we are giving you is so valuable. That the denizens of heaven, the demigods in Svargalok, they are hankering to take birth on this planet Earth so they can get this training. How to become the pure devotee of Krishna. The gods and gods and goddesses in Svarga, they are all devotees. But their bhakti is mixed with bhoga, sense enjoyment. It is Mishra Bhakti. It is not pure Bhakti. Therefore, they are not free from fear and anxiety. The demigods are always afraid when the demons will come to take over the heavenly kingdom. But a pure devotee of the Lord is never afraid of anything. He completely puts himself in the hands of Krishna. That whatever you want to do with me, that's all right. Do you know the story of that king? He had a prime minister. And the prime minister always, no matter what happened, the prime minister would say, whatever Krishna does is all right. His prime minister was very, very Krishna conscious. He always saw everything as the arrangement of Krishna. And the king always appreciated his advice. Until one day, when the king had a little accident, and he cut off his finger, the prime minister said, "Don't worry, Your Majesty, whatever Krishna does is all right." The king became very angry. What do you mean, whatever Krishna does is all right? Can't you see my finger's missing? Don't you have any compassion? I'm missing a finger. How you could say whatever Krishna does is all right? You rascal, I throw you in the dungeon. So the Prime Minister, he went down to the dungeon. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And the king, he went off on one of his normal hunting trips. You know the Kshatriya, they have to go hunting. They must personally kill the wild animal, the ferocious tigers. So they can always remain courageous. So that when some enemy comes, they don't hide in the capital building, but they lead the soldiers on the battlefield. So the king, he was in the forest on his hunting trip. But he was captured by some dacoits, gundas. They were devotees of goddess Kali. They would make the human sacrifice to goddess Kali. Let this boy come forward. This is Kirtan from America. He's bringing garland. So, they kidnapped the king and they were getting ready to put him to death. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, before they put him to death, they had to give him bath, put him in some fresh clothing, give him his last meal. Just before they were going to kill him and offer him to goddess Kali, they noticed something funny about his body. He was missing a finger. We can't offer him to goddess Kali. She'll be very angry. What to do with this fellow? Well, we'll just let him go. We'll have to kidnap somebody else today. So the king was very happy. He was thinking, my prime minister is very smart. I lost my finger, but my life has been saved. It is a fact. Whatever Krishna does is all right. But then he was thinking, oh no, what have I done? I have committed a great Vaishnava aparad. I have thrown that prime minister in the dungeon. He was preaching to me Krishna consciousness and I threw him in the dungeon. What great sin I have committed. So he rode his horse as fast as he could back to this capital. He ran as fast as he could into the dungeon. He grabbed the key. And he personally opened the door to let out his prime minister.
और उसने खुद जाकर जेल के दरवाजे खोले ताकि उसका मंत्री बाहर आ सके.
He was amazed. He thought the prime minister would be very angry at him.
उसको आश्चर्य हुआ कि जो मेरा मंत्री है वो उसको जरा भी गुस्सा नहीं आ रहा.
The prime minister was sitting there in the dungeon cell. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The king said, "You're not angry at me?"
और राजा ने मंत्री से बोला कि तुम्हें मुझसे क्रोध नहीं है.
He said, "Your Majesty, how can I be angry at you?"
और मंत्री ने बोला कि महाराज मैं आपसे गुस्सा कैसे हो सकता हूँ.
Whenever you go on those hunting trips, you always take me with you.
और जब भी आप शिकार पर जाते हैं आप मेरे को अपने साथ लेके जाते हैं.
I have all my fingers.
और मेरे पास अपनी सारी.
Whatever Krishna does is all right.
और मंत्री है बोलते हैं कि जो भी भगवान करते हैं वो भले के लिए ही करते हैं.
So in this way we have to put complete faith in Krishna.
और इससे हमें सीखना चाहिए कि हमें अपना पूरा श्रद्धा भगवान के ऊपर.
Even if my finger gets cut off.
अगर मेरा उंगली भी कट जाए.
I have to see there is some plan of Krishna.
और मेरे को ये कृष्णा का प्लान समझ के मानना चाहिए.
For my ultimate benefit.
कि भगवान जो भी करते हैं वो मेरे भले के लिए ही करते हैं.
We have to have complete, total faith in Krishna.
हमें भगवान के ऊपर संपूर्ण विश्वास करना चाहिए.
Doesn't Krishna say he's our best friend?
क्या कृष्णा ये नहीं कहते कि मैं आप सबका परम मित्र हूँ?
Would your best friend ever do something that was bad for you?
क्या आपका परम मित्र आपके साथ कुछ बुरा करेगा?
No.
नहीं.
The best friend always does what is the best thing for his best friend.
तो जो आपका परम मित्र है वो आपके लिए परम ही करेगा.
So whatever situation we may find ourselves in. Whatever situation we are in.
तो जैसे भी हम स्थिति में हैं.
We have to understand that it's a special blessing of Krishna.
तो हमें ये मानना चाहिए कि ये कृष्णा का हमारे ऊपर special blessings है.
Whether I'm wealthy or whether I'm poor.
या अगर मैं बहुत ही अमीर हूँ या तो मैं बहुत गरीब हूँ.
Whether I'm healthy or whether I'm sick.
अगर मैं स्वास्थ्य में हूँ और या अगर मेरे को कोई बीमारी है.
Whether I'm young and whether I'm old.
या मैं जवान हूँ और या तो मैं बूढ़ा हूँ.
Whether I'm walking up the stairs or I'm trapped in a stuck elevator.
अगर मैं सीढ़ियों से चल रहा हूँ और अगर मैं लिफ्ट में फंस गया हूँ.
We have to understand whatever Krishna does is all right. And we simply have to try to please Him at every minute. By our every thought. By our every word. And by our every activity. And what is the easiest way to always please Lord Krishna?
और सबसे आसान रास्ता क्या है भगवान श्री कृष्ण को प्रसन्न करने का?
हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नाम इव केवलम कलो नस्तेव नस्तेव गतिरन्यथा. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम. If you will simply chant these names as much as possible, 24 hours a day, then you can know that Krishna is very pleased with you. As much as you give your love to Krishna, Krishna will give Himself to you 10 times more. So give your love to Krishna as much as possible. There is no investment that has this kind of return anywhere in the universe. So we are very happy to be here today with all of you wonderful devotees. Especially, I am very happy to come. Your dear leader, Sura Prabhu, has invited me. I'm very happy to come to assist him in his work he is doing here. So now I can ask, we have a few minutes, I can ask if there's any questions. Actually, it's a duty to ask. When Guru comes, it is a duty to ask questions. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, when you approach Guru, you must inquire. So, try to make some inquiry.
हमको कृष्ण की सेवा में तत्पर रहने के लिए क्या करना चाहिए?
Prabhuji is asking, like, what should we do to be always in Krishna's service?
Always in
Krishna's service. What should we do?
How to always remain in Krishna's service? If we take shelter of devotees who are always engaged in Krishna's service. And we ask them, my dear Prabhu or my dear Guru Maharaj, please keep me always engaged 24 hours in Krishna's service. Then they will be very kind and they will do that. They will be very kind to us and do that. Yeah. One time, Prabhupada's servant was not able to chant his 16 rounds every day. Srila Prabhupada asked him, why you're not able to chant your 16 rounds? He said, because I don't have enough service. So Prabhupada called the local GBC and he said, give him some more service. And then by doing more service, he got out of the modes of nature. He got out of the modes of nature. And he was able to chant his 16 rounds. So, because he took shelter of his spiritual master, he took shelter of the order of his spiritual master, you see. And he accepted the instructions given to him by the ISKCON leader. He was able to become nicely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So if you find that you're in Maya, you see, approach your spiritual authority and ask him to please help me out of Maya, give me more service. Question, yes.
What is the relation between karma and bhagya?
Karma and bhakti? Yes.
Bhagya. Fortune.
Karma and fortune.
Fortune.
What's the relation between
fortune?
Karma and fortune.
Fortune.
Karma and fortune.
Fortune. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes. I will answer that question, yes. What is the relationship between karma and fortune? Actually, there's two different types of fortune. There is fortune within the laws of karma, and there is fortune beyond the laws of karma. Whatever material fortune or misfortune we experience, that is all under the dictation of karma. You gonna translate it?
Yeah, I'm जो भी आपको
प्रश्न भी बोल दीजिए ताकि लोगों को समझ में आ जाए.
ओके प्रभु जी, सेम लेट मी रिपीट द क्वेश्चन. प्रभु जी, क्वेश्चन इज
कर्म और भाग्य में क्या अंतर है? दोनों एक दूसरे से रिलेटेड है या दोनों एक स्वतंत्र है? यही मेरा प्रश्न.
तो प्रभु जी ने बताया कि जो आप भी आपको जो भी फॉर्चून या मटेरियल हैप्पीनेस या मटेरियल डिस्ट्रेस मिलता है.
So your material fortune and misfortune is strictly under the dictation of the laws of karma.
तो जो भी आपको जो भी आपको मटेरियल
भौतिक लाभ है वो या तो समझिए कि दुर्भाग्य है या सौभाग्य, लाभ हो या हानि हो, सौभाग्य और दुर्भाग्य.
However, your spiritual fortune or misfortune is under your power.
जो आपका आध्यात्मिक भाग्य है वो आपके हाथ में है.
If you will make the decision, I don't want to be under karma chakra any longer.
अगर आप ये निर्णय करें कि आपको कर्म के चक्र में नहीं फंसना,
I want to be directly under the protection of Krishna's lotus feet.
और मैं भगवान श्री कृष्ण के चरण कमलों
And you constantly beg Krishna to please engage you in his pure devotional service. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you're begging for pure bhakti.
आप किस श्री हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जपने से आप भगवान से भीख मांग रहे हैं शुद्ध भक्ति के लिए.
That Hare Krishna chanting will give you the supreme fortune.
और हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जपने पर आपको सुप्रीम फॉर्चून मिलेगा.
Completely beyond the jurisdiction of karma.
और ये
आप
कर्म फल से मुक्त हो जाएंगे.
So whether my karma materially is to be fortunate or unfortunate, doesn't matter.
So mere jo karma hai bahut material point of view se chahe labh mai ho ya
hani
mai loss mein ho,
if you will surrender to Krishna by taking shelter of his holy names,
aur agar aap bhagwan shri krishna ko samarpan karte hain aur unke charan kamlon mein samarpan karte hain,
you will become the most fortunate person in the entire world.
To aap bahut
bhagyawan ho
jayenge, aap is
pure sansar mein bhagyawan.
You will become fortunate.
Any other questions?
Kisi aur ka koi prashn hai?
Okay, I have a question. While Lord Krishna was addressing Arjuna, he said, while Lord Krishna was addressing Arjuna, he said that your karma is your dharma. So how do we understand what is our karma, which is our dharma?
One more thing, that you do your karma, but don't think for the result.
Yeah, there's two types of duty or karma. There's two types of duty.
Could you repeat?
You have your material duty and your spiritual duty. Your spiritual duty, the spiritual master gives that to you.
See, while he was addressing, he said, if you do your material duty, considering that as...
If you do that for Krishna, then that's perfect. Whatever your material duty is, if you're a dentist, you pull teeth for Krishna. You see? If you're a kshatriya, you fight for Krishna. If you're a writer, you write for Krishna. Whatever your material duty is, you offer that to Krishna, it becomes perfect.
So, Mataji ka question tha ki Bhagavan Shri Krishna ne kaha hai ki apna karam karo
phal ki ichha mat,
aur jo bhi aap karte ho
ichha mat,
uska ichha mat karo. Prabhu ji ne uttar diya ki jaisa ki aapke spiritual master ne aapko jaisa aadesh diya hai waisa kijiye, aur अगर आप एक डेंटिस्ट हैं तो आप कृष्णा के लिए काम कीजिए, अगर आप राइटर हैं तो आप कृष्णा के लिए लिखिए, और जो भी कार्य करते हैं वो आप भगवान श्री कृष्ण के लिए कीजिए.
Our spiritual duty is the same, to surrender to Krishna. But because you have a material body, then you have certain, you have to somehow earn your livelihood. That means of livelihood, which is your propensity, that is your material duty. That must be offered to Krishna. Sometimes people say, well, I am a karma yogi because I go to work and I earn money and I support my family, so I am a karma yogi. That is not karma yogi, that is karmi. It only becomes karma yoga when you offer the result to Krishna as did Arjuna. He fought not according to his own whim, but according to the guidance of Krishna he fought.
Arjuna ne apne man se nahi yudh kiya. Arjuna ne Bhagwan Shri Krishna ke nirdeshon ke anusar yudh kiya.
Does that answer your question? Yeah.
But when Lord Krishna uttered the sloka, Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana, immediately Kunti, mother of Pandava, replied, Bhagyam phalati sarvatra, na vidya na cha paurusham, sudagra krita vidyascha, vane tishthanti nesuta. That means the Kunti is saying that Bhagya is supreme. If karma is supreme, then my five sons, they are well learned, they are very good warriors, but even then they are lying roaming in the forest, and the Duryodhana, who is very bad person, he is enjoying the kingdom. So whether karma, fortune is superior or bhagya is superior, I want to know that.
Prabhuji is saying when Krishna said this verse, karmanyeva adhikarasya, and at the same point, Mother Kunti uttered another verse in which she said that the fortune is
destiny
of fortune. Bhagya.
Destiny. Bhagya is destiny.
The destiny is supreme, because although his sons, his five sons, are so learned and so scholarly, and they are still in the forest, I mean, like they are roaming in the forest, they are in exile. However, the son of Duryodhana, they are enjoying the kingdom. And then Prabhuji commented that the destiny is better than
karma. Is superior, karma or destiny?
And then Prabhuji is again asking that which is superior, destiny or karma. Actually, I understand bhagya as fortune.
So, the real thing is that actually the Pandavas were always better off. That's the real thing. If you think the Pandavas, that Duryodhana was better off than the Pandavas, then that's your mistake. Even Kunti Devi, when she got back to the palace, when they were free from their exile, she was hankering for those days when they were in great distress. Vipada shantutasya shvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavanam darshanam yachad apunarbhava darshanam. She was hankering for those days. That was the best time.
So, वो ऐसे दिनों को याद करती हैं जिसमें वो बहुत ही दुखी थी और जिसके कारण वो भगवान श्री कृष्ण को हमेशा
When Duryodhana was in the forest, it was in the palace and we were in the forest, that's when I was the most Krishna conscious.
और वो सोचते हैं कि जब मैं जंगल में थी तब मैं ज्यादा कृष्ण भावना में थी कि मैं
भगवान को ज्यादा याद कर सकती थी.
So may those difficult... What is this echo over here?
Hare Krishna.
So what is the... She was hankering... That is the best situation.
And she was always remembering God. And the situation is the best.
So actually those who surrender to Krishna, they're... Destiny and good fortune are shining upon them at every minute, although it may appear they're in difficulty. That is simply an external show of the material nature. The one who undergoes distress on behalf of the Lord, he is in the most advantageous position. Haridas Thakur was being beaten to death in 22 marketplaces. But he was so dear to Lord Chaitanya that Lord Chaitanya accepted all those beatings upon his own body. It may appear how unfortunate is Haridas Thakur. The Muslims are trying to beat him to death in 22 marketplaces. But actually he was receiving the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya at every minute. So in this material world we do not know what is actual good fortune. We think it's some material thing. We do not realize that the real good fortune is to become most dear to Krishna. That is the good fortune.
And this conclusion is that the Krishna Bhagavat is the biggest fortune.
Any other questions? So, we will stop here. We thank you very much for so kindly receiving us with great enthusiasm. Now you have a wonderful opportunity. To make your consciousness perfect. So that you can escape the cycle of birth and death. So that you can go back to home, back to God. And you can tell others here in Navi Mumbai all about this Krishna consciousness. So that they can also become free from all miseries. Pandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Gurudev ki jai.